Morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Wednesday, November 19th, 2025 meeting of the Lake Havasu City Planning and Zoning Commission. Would you please rise and join me for the pledge?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Madam Secretary, would you please call the roll?
Commissioner Susanna Ballard. Commissioner Joan DeZuro.
Here.
Commissioner Paul Lair.
Here.
Vice Chair Tiffany Wilson.
Here.
Commissioner Lonnie Stevenson.
Here.
Chair Jim Harris.
Here.
Commissioner Gabrielle Medley.
Here.
Commissioner Mary Costa. Commissioner J.P. Thornton.
Here.
Commissioner Phil Annette.
Seeing that we have one absence here, if Ms. Costa would come up and take Ms. Ballard's place, appreciate it. And correspondence and announcements. Mr. Gilbert.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The only announcement I have today is the general plan virtual workshop, which this little slip that's outside the Planning Commission entrance and also at City Hall. You can pick these up or go on our website at lhcaz.gov. The workshop's still available to fill out online to give us your input into the last survey that we're doing before the draft of the plan is put together. That's it.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Gilbert. All right. Minutes of the last meeting. Are there any additions, deletions, corrections by commissioners to the minutes? Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion. Ms. Wilson?
I make a motion to approve the minutes from the last meeting.
Do we have it? We have a motion by Ms. Wilson, a second by Mr. Thornton to approve the minutes of last meeting. Any further discussion? Hearing none, let's go ahead and call for the question.
The motion to approve the minutes passes 7-0.
Okay, let me start by saying that this is a public hearing and that there is a structured order to this proceeding. The city staff will present each item. There will be a time for the commission to ask questions of the staff, and then the applicant will have the opportunity to present their case to the commission. That being done, we will then open the proceedings to the public for their questions and input. After public testimony is taken, I will then close the public hearing and bring the motion back to the table for city staff's exceptions and conditions of approval, discussion amongst the commission, and eventually a motion to approve or disapprove. The first item on today's agenda is item number ID25-5001. This is a request for a minor general plan amendment revising the future land use map designation for a portion of 2400 Wood Lane, tract 135G, block 2, lot 3A, approximately 2,810 square feet from open space to park to low density residential. Mr. Kearns, your presentation, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The subject property is on Wood Lane, south of Hogan Lane. The property abuts the Lake Havasu City Golf Course. The property owner purchased an abutting portion of property from the golf course and tied it to their residential property earlier this year, resulting in the property having both open space and park and low-density residential land uses. This request is to change the future land use designation of the old golf course portion of the property from open space and park to low-density residential, so it will match the balance of the residential lot to permit residential uses and accessory structures that would not otherwise be allowed on the golf course portion of the property. The applicant's letter of intent asks to amend the city's general plan future land use map from the subject property from open space and park to low density residential to facilitate development in the newly acquired area for residential use in the existing residential estates district. The general plan amendment is the first step in this process. A rezone application for the property immediately follows this general plan amendment request. A citizens meeting regarding both the general plan amendment and rezone was held on August 18th, 2025. The applicant attended the meeting. There were no other attendees or responses. The proposed amendment is in conformance with many goals and policies within the city's general plan. This item will be scheduled to be heard by the City Council at its December 9th, 2025 meeting. I'll be happy to answer any questions, and the applicant is also here today.
Any questions of staff by commissioners? Okay, hearing none, is the applicant present? Please state your name for the record.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, Commission, and staff. My name is Stuart Schmaling.
Is your microphone on?
It's green.
There you go.
There we go. S-C-H-M-E-L-I-N-G. I'm here representing both property owners for all four of your actions today. As Trevor stated, it's pretty simple, straightforward. They're going through a general plan amendment to allow a rezoning, to rezone the portion of the property they purchased from the golf course. We've done several of these over the years. They're pretty common, straightforward. But if you have any questions, I'm here for all four.
Any questions of the applicant by commissioners? Thank you, Mr. Schmaling. All right, this is a public hearing. Is there anybody in the audience that wishes to speak on this issue, either pro or con, anybody at all? Seeing none, excuse me, I will close the public hearing portion of the item and bring it back to the table for staff's recommendations.
The proposed amendment is in conformance with many goals and policies of the city's general plan.
Okay. We are at the table for discussion and or a motion by commissioners. Anybody?
I make a motion to approve ID 255001, the request for a minor general plan amendment revising the future land use map designation for a portion of 2400 Wood Lane, Track 135G, Block 2, Lot 3A, approximately 2,810 square feet from open space and park to low-density residential.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion by Ms. Wilson, a second by Ms. Zuro to approve item number ID 25-5001 as stated. Any further discussion on the motion? Okay, then let's call for the question. Let's vote.
The motion to recommend approval passes 7-0.
Okay, the next item on the agenda is ID 255002. This is a request to rezone a portion of 2400 Wood Lane, Tract 135G, Block 2, Lot 3A, approximately 2,810 square feet from golf course zoning to residential estates, RE. Mr. Kearns, your presentation, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is the same property from the previous item, but in regard to the zone change, the subject property measures 0.35 acres and is developed with a single-family home. This request is to rezone the old golf course portion of the property from golf course to residential estates so it will match the balance of the residential lot. This will permit the property owner to use the added golf course land for residential uses and accessory structures that would not be permitted in the current zoning. The rezone will allow the property owner to apply the residential estate's building setbacks and uses to the entire combined property. This rezone request complies with the required findings of the development code. This item is scheduled to be heard by the City Council at its December 9th, 2025 meeting. I'll be happy to answer any questions.
Any questions of staff by commissioners? Hearing none, the applicant's present. I presume you don't need to speak. All right, we will now open it up to the public. Is there anyone in the public that wants to speak? Hearing none, we'll go ahead and close the public hearing portion and bring it back to the table for staff's conditions of approval.
There's no conditions of approval. The rezone complies with the required findings of the development code.
All right, we are at the table for discussion and or a motion. Commissioners, anybody? Ms. Medley?
I'll second.
I make a motion to approve ID 255002A, request to rezone a portion of 2400 Wood Lane, Tract 135G, Block 2, Lot 3A, approximately approximately 2,810 square feet from the golf course to residential estates, RE district.
Mr. Lehr?
Yeah, I'll second. Thank you.
All right. We have a motion by Ms. Medley, a second by Mr. Lehr, to approve ID 255002 as stated. Any further discussion on the motion? All right, let's call for the question.
The motion to recommend approval passes 7-0.
All right, the next item on today's agenda is ID 255003. This is a request for a minor general plan amendment revising the future land use map designation for a portion of 1955 Palmer Drive, tract 135C, block 3, lot 1A, approximately 3,010 square feet from open space and park to low density residential. Mr. Kearns, your presentation.
The subject property is located on Palmer Drive between Park Lane and Armor Drive. The property abuts the Lake Havasu City Golf Course. The property purchased an abutting portion of the property from the golf course and tied it to their residential property in 2024, resulting in the property having both open space and park and low-density residential land uses. This request is to change the future land use designation of the old golf course portion of the property from open space and park to low-density residential, so it'll match the balance of the residential lot to permit residential uses and accessory structures that would not otherwise be allowed on the golf course portion of the property. The applicant's letter of intent asks to amend the city's general plan future land use map for the subject property from open space and park to low density residential to facilitate development in the newly acquired area for residential use in the existing residential estates district. The general plan amendment is the first step in this process. A rezone application for the property immediately follows this general plan amendment request. A citizens meeting regarding both general plan amendment and rezone was held on May 16, 2025. Four neighbors attended that meeting. The proposed amendment is in conformance with many goals and policies within the city's general plan. This item will be scheduled to be heard by the city council at its December 9, 2025 meeting. I'll be happy to answer any of the questions, and the applicant is the same.
Any questions of staff by commissioners? Hearing none. Applicant is present. Do you wish to speak on this? All right. Now I open it up to the public. Is there anybody in the public who wishes to speak on this item, either pro or con? Hearing none, we'll go ahead and close the public hearing portion, bring it back to the table for staff's conditions.
The proposed amendment is in conformance with many goals and policies within the city's general plan.
All right, we are at the table for discussion and or a motion. Commissioners, anybody?
Make a motion.
Ms. Medley.
Make a motion to approve ID 25-5003A, request for a minor general plan amendment revising the future land use map designation for a portion of 1955 Palmer Drive, tract 135C, block 3, lot A1A, approximately 3,010 square feet from open space and park to low density residential.
I'll second.
We have a motion by Ms. Medley, a second by Ms. Zero to approve ID 25-5003 as stated. Any further discussion on the motion? Hearing none, let's go ahead and vote.
The motion to recommend approval passes 7-0.
And finally, on the same property, ID number 25-5004, a request to rezone a portion of 1955 Palmer Drive, tract 135C, block 3, lot 1A, approximately 3,010 square feet from golf course to residential estates. Mr. Kearns, your presentation.
This is the same property from the previous item, but is in regard to a zone change. The subject property measures 0.56 acres. It's located on Palmer Drive between Park Lane and Armor Drive. The request is to rezone the old golf course portion of the property from golf course to residential estates, so it will match the balance of the residential lot. This will permit the property owner to use the added golf course land for residential uses and accessory structures that would not be permitted in the current zoning. The rezone will allow the property owner to apply the residential estate's building setbacks and uses to the entire combined property. This rezone request complies with the required findings of the development code. A citizens meeting was held on May 16, 2025, with four neighbors attending the meeting. I'll be happy to answer any questions.
Any questions by commissioners of staff? Hearing none, the applicant's present. At this time, I'll open it up to the public. Is there anybody in the public who wishes to speak on this item? Anybody whatsoever? Hearing none, I'll close the public hearing portion, bring it back to the table for staff's conclusions.
This rezone request complies with required findings of the development code.
All right, we are at the table for discussion and or a motion, commissioners. Ms. Wilson.
I move to recommend approval of land use action number 255004 to rezone a portion of 1955 Palmer Drive, track 135C, block 3, lot 1A from golf course to residential estates district.
I'll second.
We have a motion by Ms. Wilson, a second by Ms. Zuro, to approve ID 25-5004 as stated. Any further discussion on the motion? Hearing none, let's go ahead and vote.
The motion to recommend approval passes 7-0.
Congratulations to the applicant. All right, at this time, we have the call to the public. This is where anybody in the audience can address the commission. We may not respond, but is there anybody that wishes to address the commission? Hearing none, I'll close the call to the public portion and bring it back to the table for future meetings.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The next scheduled regular meeting of the Planning Commission is on December 3rd. And that will be the last meeting of the year, as the December 17th meeting will be canceled. And should get your official notice today on that.
All right. That's it. At this point, we stand adjourned. Thank you, everybody.